News breaks and big stories change every day. That's why we're giving you NPR's 10-Minute Morning News Podcast on Saturdays, too. I'm Scott Simon.
And I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro. Up first, start your day with us weekdays at 6 Eastern and Saturdays at 8, a bit later to suit your weekend from NPR News.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Anne Powers. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on November 15th, starting with Milky Chance and their new album, Mind the Moon.
Slowly we are falling through the cracks. It just feels like something really great. That's how it feels. Lately we've been covered by the past. Don't you think that we are made to last? Rather than just stumbling in the dark. In the dark. In the dark.
This is the band Milky Chance. Their album is called Mind the Moon, and the song we're listening to is called Oh Mama. A band with a name that sounds like they might be a J-pop group or something, but they're actually a duo from Germany. Totally new to me. But from what I've read and I've seen online, they've got a really massive following in Europe and other parts of the world.
Yeah, this German duo has been around for a while. They had a huge international hit in 2013 with a song called Stolen Dance, and this is their third album. To me, what's interesting about Milky Chance is the way they kind of embody a new twist on the old concept of world music. And on this album, they have a song called Fado, which touches on that Portuguese style of music making. They have Ladysmith Black Mambazo are on here singing on a track.
Yeah, that's called Eden's House. I actually wanted to play a little bit of that.
Run away, run away. Run away, run away. Run away.
Just love the steady sort of morning after grooves that run through this whole record. Really nice listen. Milky Chance is the duo. The album is called Mind the Moon. I keep saying that the torrent of fourth quarter releases is going to slow down any day now, but it's actually another really packed week, and we have a lot of albums that we want to highlight, so we'll try to move quickly here. Let's go next to the band Brain Story. Brain Story has a new album called Buck. This is Brain Story. Their new album is called Buck, and the song we're listening to is called Sorry. This is a trio originally from Rialto, California. This is their full-length debut, and it kind of occupies that same space in terms of vibe and mood and grooves as the Milky Chance record.
You know, in the previous segment, Robin, you mentioned you described Milky Chance as a morning after band.
Yeah.
Brain Story is a middle of the night band.
Yeah.
Like the party's over, you're not ready to go to bed. You just want something that's got that blurry wobble to it. It will ease you into the morning after.
They were a straight jazz trio before they ventured off into the middle of the night vibe. So you're going to get some solid music here, not just messiness. It earns its looseness, I think, this record.
Did anyone think of Steely Dan when they were listening to it? Like Steely Dan, if they had done a record with J. Dilla?
I actually thought more of War.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Amazing Latinx 70s funk band.
Brain Story is the band. The album is called Buck. Let's go next to Lady Antebellum, a really big release for this week. The album is called Ocean.
You're a passing car on a one-way street, headed straight through the red lights with midnight and heartbreak me. You're a burning flag to a house in flames. Yeah, you played every card, but you know it's a losing. Yeah, you're running down a darkened road where even angels might not go. Some stars have a long glow, and they pull you like a song though. It might look like a dream come true, but it only leads you straight into the flame.
The slow build to sad euphoria gets me every time. Lady Antebellum is the band. The album is called Ocean. This song is the thing that wrecks you. For the uninitiated, Lady Antebellum, let's see, they've sold literally millions of records, have billions of streams, won 7 Grammys. This is their 7th album, and I know this is a really big one in your world.
They are huge. Huge country act, and really beyond traditional definitions of country, just a huge pop act out of Nashville. The two main vocalists, Hillary Scott and Charles Kelly, really pioneered that sound of trading off and blending vocals, a new way of duetting that you hear in bands like Sugarland and Little Big Town,
yep.
One of my favorite country acts of all time, who are on that track as well.
And this taps into that folk pop side of country, of like the really rich, beautiful harmonies, those notes of melancholy, that swell, that kind of uplifting swell underneath it all. Man, it, like you said, Robin, that you said gets me every time,
yeah.
Gets me every time.
Yeah. They call the album Ocean because these songs are about sort of the overwhelming sea of life that people find themselves in and the struggle to keep your head above water. Lady Antebellum is the band. The album is called Ocean. Let's go next to Arthur Russell, a posthumous release from Arthur Russell. It's called Iowa Dream. This is Arthur Russell. The album is called Iowa Dream, and the song is Everybody, Everybody. a collection of demos and recently discovered recordings and unfinished songs that come nearly 30 years after he died. But Stephen, remind us who Arthur Russell is.
Yeah, Arthur Russell was a musician, worked in a lot of different scenes almost at once. He worked in kind of avant-garde art scenes as well as disco and pop and dance music. He's developed quite a bit of a cult following since his death from complications from AIDS in 1992. And what I really like about this collection, this is a 19-song collection, mostly spanning the mid-70s to the mid-80s. I really appreciate how much it captures his gift for songcraft. You know, like, his songs could be used in a lot of different genres, but you just get a sense of the songwriting at the core of his music. And this is culled from his vault, but then dressed up in new production, in part with the help of the musician Peter Broderick. And I think this is just a really lovely collection.
I have to admit, when I heard there was another posthumous release coming from Arthur Russell, I thought, oh my God, I mean, how much could they possibly have left? You know, because there have been so many releases after his death, but these are not scraps. I mean, I really love this whole album. So much humanity and heart in these songs, you know, about the need to love everybody and kind of how we're all in this together. He was a kid from a small town in Iowa who moved to Northern California and then later to New York. And I feel like there's that sense of awe and wonder in his music, you know, sort of just marveling at life itself. Arthur Russell is the artist. His album is called Iowa Dream. Let's do one more before the break. This comes from the rapper Lil Peep. The album is called Everybody's Everything.
So I can get some rest.
How could I forget about you?
I don't
know what I'd do without
you.
Only sunsets without my princess. Send me one text so I can get some rest.
How could I forget about you?
I don't know what I'd do
without you.
Sunsets without my princess. Send me one text so I can get some rest.
This is the rapper Lil Peep. His album is called Everybody's Everything. The song we're listening to is called Princess. And this is another posthumous release. Lil Peep is a rapper. He died actually 2 years ago today. It was on November 15th in 2017, and he was only 21 years old.
You know, I think Lil Peep's story is important to remember, and his music is important to remember. To many who aren't absorbed in the world of what is known as SoundCloud rap, Lil Peep might seem like a footnote, but he really was a pioneer in blending elements of styles like emo with trap and hip hop elements. And I don't know, there's this tenderness in his music as well as, you know, darker emotions, anxiety and depression that a lot of teenagers really, really connected with. And I think his legacy lives on in the music of people like Billie Eilish.
Lil Peep is the artist. The album is Everybody's Everything. And we still have a whole bunch of other albums that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniels. Nelson Eddy, Jack Daniels historian, explains why he believes the town of Lynchburg is an essential ingredient for their Tennessee whiskey.
There are generations of whiskey makers there. I will tell you, having spent 30 years down in Lynchburg and seen the way they make their whiskey the old-time way and how they follow Jack Daniels' way, it's so personal to them.
To learn more about Jack Daniels Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're doing a quick run through the best new albums out on November 15th. We start the second half of our show off with Bonnie Prince Billy and his latest, I Made a Place.
When I have a problem, I know just what to do. I go to bed and dream a while, something will come through. The sky is ever darkening, my bones begin to shake. The streets of town are emptying, there's no one left awake. Concern, concern, that's all there is, the timbre of the day. But when I close my eyes, I find there is another way. When I have a problem, know just what to do. I go to bed and dream a while, something will come through.
Bonnie Prince Billy, the album is I Made a Place, the song is Dream a While, such a beautiful cut. We just had Joan Shelley and guitarist Nathan Salzberg on All Songs Considered earlier this week, and they talked about how they actually played on this album with Bonnie Prince Billy, and now it's out. It's his first collection of new songs in 8 years.
This is a really peaceful, lovely collection, partly inspired by his marriage and impending fatherhood, and partly inspired apparently by Hawaii, of all places. I mean, Will Oldham is a Kentuckian, and I never thought of him in terms of Hawaii before, but his mother actually was born in Hawaii. So he says that's an influence, and I can kind of hear it.
Man, you know, we're always looking for something to slow the blood. You know, we're always looking for something to soothe the thrum of anxiety in modern life. And this record, I Made a Place, makes a place for you to do that.
Bonnie Prince Billy is the artist. His new album is I Made a Place. Let's go next to the singer, Odessa. Odessa has a new record called All Things.
The pendulum swings, the story unfolds. I like to dream and sing as I go, and learn all the things that I need to know to get by.
Such a satisfying drop on this song. This is Odessa.
It's a gentle drop.
Yes,
gentle
Odessa.
Drop.
Odessa is the singer. And the album is All Things. This is the title cut, All Things. A singer from California. She was on a real high when she put out her debut record in 2015 that had songs that were like featured very prominently in popular TV shows and commercials. She racked up millions of streams, signed with a major label, and then everything just sort of fell apart.
Yeah, Odessa, not to be confused with Dessa, who
right,
we talked about
yes.
last week, not to be confused with Odetta, the great folk singer.
Right.
Odessa, the electronic duo. Remember them with the Z?
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, this has actually
yes.
proven to be a very difficult name to search, I found, when I was looking for it.
So Odessa, she used to record with Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. She's been rattling around for a few years. And as you said, Robin, she found herself sort of burned out and broke and in a rut and needing a jolt. And so she retreated first to the mountains, then to Minneapolis, then to Nashville,
right.
kind of requiring reset after reset after reset, where she recorded her music in all these different places. She also recorded some in Austin. She finally sat down with Pat Sansone from Wilco, who helped her carve out a finished record from all those places and all those parts. And as you can hear, you know, it's a sound that's both lush and intimate with those traces of dub reggae underneath it. And it all comes together to form this very soothing sound.
Odessa is the singer. Her album is called All Things. Let's go next to, gosh, a really beautiful and heartbreaking record from Mary Lambert, the singer Mary Lambert. She's got a new record called Grief Creature.
Finally understand what they're singing about. All the heartbeats, shooting stars, cliches, and now here I am singing out the same phrases. Can't help it when I see your face. You got me hooked on your good love, your good light. You got me hooked and you're all I can ever write. You got me hooked on your good love, your good light. You got me hooked and you're all I can ever write. Ooh, I'll write you a song. Ooh, I'll write you a hundred. Ooh, I'll write you a song. Ooh, I'll write you a hundred.
This is Mary Lambert. The album is called Grief Creature, and the song is called Write You a Song. It's one of the really most upbeat songs on the album. She is best known to some as the person who sang the hook on Macklemore's song Same Love. And as relatively upbeat and up-tempo the song we played is, you don't call a record Grief Creature without including moments like this one that I want to play. This is a song called Me Museum, and it begins with about a minute-long string piece before Mary Lambert comes in with this really powerful spoken word part.
My mother found a rabid dog and wanted to hug it, wanted to give it all her glorious honey love, wanted to bathe her children in a two-parent household. But the dog didn't want kids. The dog would scream it in the hallway at 4 a.m., reminding us as often as possible the sheer art of it. How the monster could panic into my body. Sometimes I still hear it in the chambers of my heart, the way some glorious paintings stay with you. I am a museum. I must be a museum. When I was 7, the dog told me I was gonna be a slut. No one came over to our house to play. The dog made me write, I will flush the bathroom toilet 75 times. I would have remembered to flush the toilet, but I started blacking out around then, forgetting basic things, started praying that Oprah would save us all. I took snapshots with my memory camera, hoping that there would be justice for this kind of psycho warfare.
It's really hard to bring this one down and interrupt this story, but she goes on to talk about how, you know, she's emotionally abused for forgetting things as a kid, and how when you are anxious as a child, how impossible it is to form complete thoughts and just do basic things and remember where you left your socks, for example. Such an incredibly powerful, powerful song, and there are others just like it on this.
We talk a lot on the show about records that follow some period of difficulty. This record was 5 years in the making, and as she says, it followed a breakup, a house fire, a bipolar episode, and lots of therapy. And this record is processing an enormous amount of pain. And as you hear in the songs that we're playing, yes, it's processing an enormous amount of pain. It's called Grief Creature. It is also so beautiful.
Yeah. Grief Creature is the name of the record from the singer Mary Lambert. Let's go next to Joe Henry, one of my favorite artists. Joe Henry has a new record called The Gospel According to Water.
There is no sound left in these walls. The hallowed ground and long ago heard it all. Of spirits rise, of spirits flow, just like the one that once I called my own. Come rain or come, the shine we knew, time arrives and its army marches through, leaving a trail of ash and bone. right through the song that once I called my own.
This is Joe Henry. His new album is The Gospel According to Water. This song is the opening cut. It's called Famine Walk. And Anne, I know that you're a big Joe Henry fan too, and this is a really special album from him.
This album was created while he dealt with a cancer diagnosis. I'm really happy to say he's in remission now. But the songs came to him beyond the midnight hour, in the 4 a.m. hour. He describes his songwriting process as awakening and writing these songs unexpectedly. And they have the quality of secular prayers or hymns, as always, extremely poetic, telling powerful stories, but rendered very simply. And like so many albums we're listening to, this is an album that will help you through, because it sparingly describes the experience of touching mortality. His courage gives us these songs, and it's just a gift. I just have to thank him.
I think Joe Henry is one of our great American songwriters, and I'm so happy to have this from him. The Gospel According to Water from Joe Henry. We still have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable releases that we should mention.
More than a handful.
Starting with the singer Fran, she has a new album called A Private Picture. We had her on All Songs Considered in late September. We played the song called Company. Really love this record, A Private Picture from Fran. There's this band I've just discovered called Ice Cream that has a record called Fed Up. Really wonderful, gnarled, dark synth pop record. And Juliana Hatfield has a collection of cover songs all by The Police. It's called Juliana Hatfield Sings the Police.
I was excited to see a new record from one of my favorite bands, Tindersticks. Also, Sam Amidon, the fascinating purveyor of experimental folk music, has an EP out called Fatal Flower Garden. Molly Birch, a vocalist who I absolutely love and I think is very underrated, has a Christmas album out just called the Molly Birch Christmas Album.
Well, and we haven't even talked a couple of really big ones. I mean, there's a new DJ Shadow record called Our Pathetic Age. There's a new Celine Dion, first in a while, called Courage. Several of my favorite low-key singer-songwriters have new albums. Maria Taylor put out a self-titled record actually earlier this week. She's one half of Azure Ray. It's lovely. Jenny Owen Youngs, a very successful songwriter and podcaster, but also a terrific singer-songwriter. She has a new EP called Night Shift. And finally, one of those wonderful head-filling ambient orchestral instrumental groups, Hammock, a great go-to instrumental band for me. Their new album is called Silencia.
Yeah, that Hammock is really gorgeous. If I weren't playing this last one that we're going to feature, I would definitely be playing the Hammock. All that music out now on November 15th, along with this last one that we want to play. It comes from Benoit Pouillard. It's called Silva. This is Benoit Pouillard. The album is called Silva, and the song we're listening to is called Raise 2, R-A-Z-E, 2.
So, hey, Robin, before we get into this album, I just have a question about this dude. Like, Benoit Pouillard is a pseudonym? Like,
how does
that become a pseudonym?
It sounds like just his personal first name, first and last name, but actually he's a multi-instrumentalist. He's not from France. He's from Michigan. He's otherwise known as Tom Mellick. This is the name that he writes and records under. He largely makes ambient music, but it's always a little fractured, like we were kind of hearing on that song, you know, like it's made on these machines that are held together with masking tape and wads of bubblegum. This album, Silva, is divided into four movements. Movements, Solitude, Fire, Seed, and Thrive. It's very much an album about moods and textures and feelings rather than like a specific narrative.
And there are some vocals on this album. What do you think about the vocals, Robin?
Yeah, let's hear a bit of one. This one's a song called Keep. I think his voice really fits perfectly with the sort of cracked and delicate sounds of his music.
Yeah, it's like ambient vocalizing, which is an interesting concept.
This is a week of deeply reflective, in some cases, very sad music.
And beautiful music.
Beautiful, yeah.
Benoit Pouillard is the artist, and his record is called Silva. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Anne.
Always a pleasure.
And Stephen.
Thanks, Robin.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs that we featured on this episode and a whole bunch of other new music out this week, we've got expanded New Music Friday playlists in both Spotify and Apple Music. Just open one of those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also listen on our website at npr.org/allsongs. Sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest from NPR Music. You'll find that at npr.org/music-newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of music.